This is Country Girl with Lori Boyer, telling the stories of rural America on your Ag Network.
This report coming to you from New Orleans, Louisiana, where I am here for the 2022 Commodity Classic. Today is the final day in a series that we've had on all week with Senior Policy Associate for the Center for Rural Affairs, Heidi Kolbeck-Urlacher, who has been educating us about solar grazing sites. Today, she talks about their goals of developing policy that will encourage more landowners to develop solar grazing sites using sheep to control vegetation under and around solar panels.
We are hoping that with putting this information out, that it encourages decision makers to think about potential policies that might benefit the land this way.
Urlacher says some states have developed programs that incentivize the use of solar grazing sites, including energy credits and tax benefits.
You know, again, this is another area that we're really excited to learn more about and think about ways to put out more information about.
The Center for Rural Affairs is headquartered in Lyons, Nebraska. For more information on solar grazing sites and other projects they work on, log on to their website at www.cfra.org. Once again, I'm Lori Boyer, live from New Orleans, Louisiana, for the 2022 Commodity Classic going on now. Thanks for tuning in to the Daily Dose of Ag. I'm Lori Boyer on the Massive, your Ag Network.
Find true price discovery and what's hot and what's not at some of the nation's top sale barns. Tune in and turn on to America's Hot Barn Report on this Great American Radio Station.
Stockman's Livestock, Living Livestock, Raging Livestock, North Livestock Yard, Crucial Livestock, Flat Livestock, Crawford Livestock, Mobridge Livestock, and Bassett Livestock Auction.
Direct insight into cash cattle prices and inventory from the heart of America's beef belt. Custom brewed daily for cattlemen and women, plus an extra shot of fun.
Very cosmopolitan.
Tune in weekdays on this Tower of Power or Hot Barn Report on Facebook. Do it.